It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there's been a big jump in the rates of sexually transmitted diseases in the United States. We'll talk to a Wisconsin doctor about the problem and possible solutions. First, the Wisconsin Veterans Home in King has been under a lot of scrutiny after staff, volunteers, and residents made public allegations of neglect and improper care. Starting this week, state auditors have been interviewing staff, including a whistleblower, about the claims. Meanwhile, apparently unrelated to that story, it was announced that the state's Veterans Affairs Secretary would be resigning. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Caitlin Farrell. She's the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, take us through the basics again of the story. You reported on this. What were the allegations that, as I said, volunteers, staff, residents, families made against the Veterans Home in King?
Sure. So I had talked with several current employees, former employees, and then some residents and family members of residents there who had just spoke of troubling conditions regarding the facilities there that had been aging and outdated, some issues with medical errors, and a variety of healthcare issues that they said had stemmed from prolonged staffing shortages and CNAs and nurses there who were overburdened. That was pretty much the bulk of it. There are also issues, too, with how the home had been making money from the federal government and how funds had been transferred from the home to other homes.
What was the response from people like state legislators and others after your story came out?
Sure. So shortly after my story came out, there had been calls. I mean, Senator Luther Olson, who was just reelected, had also gotten several complaints from constituents, and so had former Senator Julie Lassa. And so the Legislative Audit Committee had met in September, and at that meeting, lawmakers from both parties unanimously approved an audit of the home. And so that means that the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau went in, that they are now in there, conducting a 6 to 9 month audit of the facility.
Yeah, so that audit is going on now, and as I understand it, auditors are talking to employees at the facility now a couple times a week.
Right, yep. So they sent out an email to employees earlier this week, I believe, just telling folks that they are going to be physically on campus for 2 weeks. It's Monday through Thursday, November 7th through the 10th, and then next week, November 14th through the 17th, just encouraging people to come and meet with them in person with any concerns they might have. They've also pretty widely circulated, the Legislative Audit Bureau has a fraud, waste, and mismanagement hotline, and so callers to the hotline can remain anonymous. And there's also, I think, an email where folks can send documentation of any complaints or concerns they might have. And so there's a variety of ways that this nonpartisan bureau that works, at the direction of lawmakers are trying to get information about what's going on there.
And you're right, there's also an investigation going on of an employee there who had shared information with authorities, basically, about this being investigated as a personnel issue by the facility. What's going on there?
Right. Things are a little bit unclear at this point. I know that the employee I had spoken with did meet just about an hour ago, actually, with some HR representatives at King, and it's unclear at this point what might happen from that meeting. I know that employee, does have an attorney and is working with the attorney, but it's unclear, what now might happen. But yes, that state employee is being investigated, and my understanding is that's still ongoing. So I'll continue to follow that, and if that employee is terminated and what the fallout of that is, I'll continue to report on that. So,
and this is someone who would at least informally maybe be considered a whistleblower, though I don't know if they would be under the technical meaning of that when it comes to the law.
Right. And I'm not, frankly, so sure about that at this point either. I mean, my understanding is that this employee, has sought counsel from, lawmakers and spoke with a variety of levels of management before eventually coming to me. This was one of many sources and people who I spoke to for the story who corroborated, what this state employee was saying. And so it's not like everything that I had written was sort of based on one account, but the person is still there, obviously, and so that's always a risk for them.
Talking to Caitlin Farrell from the Capital Times, she's been following the story at the state's veterans facility at King. And what has been the response from leaders of the facility itself, the state's Department of Veteran Affairs, since your reporting? Have they contested what you've written about and what people have said there? Have they worked to improve things?
Yes, and so generally, Secretary Skokas and officials there have largely disputed some of the concerns that I had raised from employees and residents in my reporting. They point to some the federal rankings that are given to them. So the state, on behalf of the federal government, goes in and does inspections of the nursing home, just like every nursing home in the state. And King has gotten consistently high rankings from that. And so, one thing that I will continue to do some reporting on. I plan to have a story, hopefully, on this in the coming weeks. Is just that disconnect, because it's something that I don't really quite understand, and I think a lot of people who have firsthand knowledge about what they've seen at King don't really understand. We've seen some federal reports come out with several instances of medication errors. The facility did receive a report where there was an immediate jeopardy, which meant that a resident's life was in danger. And I don't believe, actually, that those surveys were included in the composite score that gave the facility a 5-star ranking in its most recent report. Anyway, those are outstanding questions that I'll continue to report on. But largely, the agency has maintained that the home is of a very high quality. Secretary Skokas has said that the food there is wonderful, that the water is clean, and they have pointed largely to how federal regulators have rated them. So,
in other veterans-related news, news about Secretary Skokas himself, he's now the outgoing Veterans Affairs Secretary. He announced he would be resigning. It was announced he'd be resigning. Do we have an indication of why he's leaving the post?
Not officially. I have not been able to really get, I guess, a specific reason. As I reported in my story last night, Governor Scott Walker's spokesman, Tom Edenson, had said that Skokas is seeking to pursue other opportunities, but he would not specify on what those were. And so, I have spoken to a few folks in the veterans community just on background who think it's a bit curious that he is choosing to leave in the midst of an audit as this is going on, although the audit is going to take 6 to 9 months. And, the governor's office had said to me that they are sure that his departure is not going to affect how that audit is conducted or what the results are. But I think the timing is curious for some folks in the veterans community. But no official distinct reason that I have right at this point.
And any indication of the process for replacing him?
No, I did ask the governor's office that as well. And, they just said to me that they have quite a bit of time at this point. He's not leaving until January 7th. So they have several weeks to get that together. And there was no names or folks that they could give me that they might be considering at this point. So,
Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Caitlin Farrell is the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. She joined us to talk about investigations into allegations of substandard treatment at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in King, as well as the announcement that the state Veterans Affairs Secretary would be resigning, effective January, as we just heard.